Welcome to Woke Hips TV. I'm one of your hosts, Brady Gaster, and this is my happy co-host, Corey Fowler, who is back from his world travels and some sort of bachelor party experience.
Yes, there was. We won't get into the details.
Probably wise.
Yeah.
So, but he's back, so that's good. So no more fuzzy pictures, no more editing fanciness with making him look like a ghost, but he's back. And also to my right is a good friend of ours from the Windows Azure Websites team named Ryan Jones. Ryan is a senior program manager on the Windows Azure Websites team. He works with Nir and Yohai. You've probably already met them on previous shows. And he has some awesome demos for us today on, I believe, Catal. I think that's where you're going
to
show us.
That's exactly right. Yes, awesome. Great to be here, man.
Cool, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for being here, rather.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'll let you run with it.
Okay, cool. So what you'll see on our screen behind us is we're bringing Windows Azure services to Windows Server. You know, one of the goals is we want to provide a consistent look and feel of the services that people are able to provide with Microsoft software, whether that software is running inside of Windows Azure or whether that stuff is running inside of their own data centers, such as like a GoDaddy or a Rackspace, you know, a hosting company like them. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, I figure what better to show you guys this than to just give you a demo. How's that sound?
Sounds lovely.
That's great. Awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip over here to my service management portal. This is like just a control panel similar to what we have with the Azure portal today. But what's important about this is actually running at a hosting service provider data center. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide it with an email address. Let's see, noreply@microsoft.com. And I'll give it a password that
spam
I'm sure to never forget.
Spam it.
And you'll see over here towards the middle of the screen, I actually have a number of resource quotas. This is like how many websites, how many databases, how many virtual machines I can create in this environment.
So it's like most standard hosting companies, they'll give you some sort of package.
Yeah, but even cooler, because
awesome.
It's Azure on-premises.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Cool. So there's this awesome like tour that shows you how to use the portal, but I've used it a time or two, so I'm going to complete that real quickly. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new website from scratch. Now, you know, a lot of folks don't really start, you know, with file new. Mm-hmm. They start with like file new WordPress. So let's do that. I'm going to go to new website and then from gallery. And what you're going to see here is we have all the most popular open source web applications aggregated into a single spot. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to scroll down here to the bottom. And hey, there's everybody's favorite blog, WordPress. Everybody knows what it is. So we'll roll with that. Let's see. We'll call this
Webcamps TV.
Webcamps TV Press. Because what you guys really need is a blog. And we'll give my database a name, Webcamps TV DB. And then I'm going to give it Webcamps TV User. I'm going to give it a super secure password that I won't forget. And then I'm going to click OK. And so what's happening right now is just like what you have in Windows Azure, we go out to WordPress.org. We download the latest version of WordPress. We get this package, we pull it apart, and we see there's a set of SQL scripts that we need to run. We see that there's a set of files that we need to copy over mm-hmm. to the web server tiers. We provision all that stuff out, and so in just a few moments, if I click here and then go to browse, we're going to see that my WordPress website's up and running, just waiting for me to provide it with a little bit more information. So Webcamps TV. Once again, super secure password that I'll never forget. I can't tell you guys how many times I typed that thing wrong doing these demos and then the rest of the thing's messed up. noreply@microsoft.com.
But have you ever typed your password into the username box during a demo so that everybody can see it?
Oh, I have. That's always so much fun because then you have to go through and think, where else have I used that password and reset it everywhere? So you'll see, hey, we created our WordPress site here in just a couple of seconds, and we'll see we get all the cool dynamic graphics, all the rest of that fun stuff,
nice.
Right?
Cool.
So, you know, hey, I've created this website. It's up and running, but like, what if my website's going to be featured on like Oprah tomorrow? I guess I don't have to worry about that happening because I don't think Oprah's on TV anymore, but we provide you with a really easy, fast, simple way to scale your website, right? Today,
I think you meant Anderson Cooper.
Anderson, yeah.
That.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to be featured on Anderson Cooper. And so there's two cool things I can do here. One, of course, is I can scale my website horizontally to create additional instances of my website for improved availability. Cool. The other thing that I can do is I can go into a reserved mode where I start to get a virtual machine all to my own websites. Gives me increased availability, increased performance, don't have to deal with noisy neighbors, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So I can do that also as well just by dragging this slider from left to right. So really, really super simple, really, really fast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the next thing is, hey, what if I want to really create an app from scratch? And let's say, you know, I need source control, so I want to use like a source control system such as Git, for example. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go back. Let's see, I'm not going to save those changes. I'm not really going to be on Anderson Cooper tomorrow. Right. So I'm going to go to New. I'm going to go to Website right here. And then I'm going to go to Quick Create. And let's see, we'll call this Webcamp TV. We'll just call this blank since it's going to be blank. I'm going to create this website. So, hey, it created my blank website real fast, and we should see here. My site's been successfully created. Cool. You had a question, Matt?
Yeah, so one of the things here I was just going to point out is a lot of people are probably looking at this and going, wow, it looks exactly like Azure. But this is actually running within Windows Server. Is it 2008?
It runs on Server 2012, and this is actually running at one of our hosting service providers, a company by the name of SoftLayer.
Nice. Cool.
So let's see, but you're right. The goal really is to make it look and feel the exact same way. So if I need to publish an app to Azure, I can do it, and I know how to do that, and mm-hmm. same, consistent. And then mm-hmm. if I need to deploy it somewhere else, I have that same set of experiences, but they're available somewhere else.
Nice.
Okay. Cool. So let's see. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to, let's set up Git publishing. And I need to provide a username here. So we'll call this Webcamps User. And I'm going to type in my super secret password that I will never forget and hit OK. And so what's going to happen is it's going to create a Git repository on this set of servers over at Azure that I can synchronize to. And so what I'm going to do is here, let me fire up command prompt. I'm going to go to temp directory and make dir webcamps. And I'm going to initialize my Git repository. We'll see that. It's done right there. Now I'm going to fire up Notepad. No need for like a fancy IDE or anything like that. And you guys will be able to watch how poorly I code. So let's see. And we'll do like an echo hello world. Okay, syntax checkers, that look good to you?
Looks good.
Cool. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to add everything in this directory to my Git repository. Cool, we're done there. And then I'm going to git, and I'm going to commit. Cool, and we've committed there, and everything's all good and happy. And so the next thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to push this to my website. And I can never remember what these commands are, and so I just cheat and copy them right here from the page, because that URL is way too long for me to remember. So I just click paste right here, and it's going to prompt me for a password here in a second. This is the same password I set just a few minutes ago. It's going to detect the deltas between the two servers, and it's going to push those things live.
Nice.
So if I go back over here, what we're going to see is asynchronously in the background, Azure picked up my deployment. It's applying those changes to my website. And if I go down here and click browse, what we're going to see, I'm going to refresh, is I get hello world.
Nice.
So really fast, really easy. But hey, what if I wanted to say something else, like webcams are fun, because that sounds like a good thing for me to say for some reason. I'm going to go back to here, and webcams are fun. I'm going to save that. I'm going to go back to my command prompt window. I'm going to add everything once again. I'm going to commit. I'm going to change my comments so that you guys don't kill me about making, you know, a confusing commit here. Webcams update. Mm-hmm. Cool. We'll see that it saw the difference there. And then all I need to do is push the website. I'm going to do that again. It's going to prompt me for my password.
Nice.
I'm going to enter that, and it's going to push those changes live. So go back over here. We'll see, hey, look, that update is now available there on the Azure, or I'm sorry, on the website's control panel. And if I click on my browse button right here, we should see, hey, webcams are fun, because they are fun. Mm-hmm. So finally, let's say, you know what, maybe they aren't fun because it's almost time for me to go. Mm-hmm. What if I want to roll back and go back to my original deployment? I can click this right here, hit redeploy, and what's going to happen is websites is going to roll back and, you know, go back to my original deployment from the repository that's being stored in the website's runtime. Great. So I've done that. I hit browse right here, and we'll see we're back at Hello World.
Nice.
So we created like two different applications. We published one of them twice, rolling back and forward, all in a matter of a couple minutes. So mm-hmm. it's pretty fast, pretty easy to use. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, this exact same type of experiences that you see with Windows Azure today, but running out of partner data centers. So I can stand up my website pretty much anywhere around the world mm-hmm. From any of a number of service providers.
Nice. So it's like Azure in a box.
Almost. Exactly. Exactly.
Nice. That's fantastic. I love that. I think one of our MVPs actually tinkered with that a while back.
Yep.
Martin Bayou in Belgium, I think he actually deployed an early bit and put the URL out publicly. And people were coming to create databases and to create websites like in his house. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to set up. Takes typically, you know, about a half day to a day, but it's pretty cool to kind of set up your own mini Azure. And we think a lot of hosters out there are really interested in this sort of things because they want to be able to deploy the exact same technologies that we have in Windows Azure to their data centers.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. Fantastic. Well, thanks a lot for coming. We need to let Ryan go because he has to go to a meeting. He's one of the important people here at Microsoft.
Yeah.
So he has to go and solve the world's problems or world domination, depending on how you look at it. So we're going to let him go real quick. So thanks a lot for Ryan to come by. If you have any questions for him, use the comment board, and we'll make sure he gets the questions. And if you have anything else to add, feel free to get in touch with us. And cue the static.
And we're back. So thanks again, Ryan, for joining us and telling us about the Windows Azure services for Windows Server. I know that the feature parity between on-premises and Windows Azure has been a really big ask, so it's really exciting to see some of this start to come out to, mm-hmm. to fruition. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go and check out this page or download it for yourselves, you can just go off to microsoft.com/hosting, and basically this will bring you into this page, mm-hmm. and you can just go over here to the free download and download and install this on, I guess, Server 2012 would mm-hmm. be the prereq for that.
It would be.
Yeah.
It would be. And it's nice because if you've, as Corey said, we've had a lot of questions about cloud versus on-prem. A lot of people refer to that as public cloud versus private cloud. And with Windows 2012, you'll really have those features ad nauseum, probably.
Yeah. It's so a cloud-ready OS.
It is a cloud-ready OS. It's built from the cloud up.
Yeah.
So it's good stuff. Speaking of the application gallery, which is one of the things that Ryan showed in his demo of the on-prem solution when mm-hmm. he set up WordPress, we have a couple of new applications in there. And those are the things that we're going to feature on this week's website window. You probably saw my blog post on those. Actually, you probably didn't. I don't have a lot of traffic. You should probably hit my site more. You're too busy looking at his site. You won't look at mine.
I'll keep linking over to you.
That'd be good. That helps. But two new applications found their way into the gallery last week. One of them I've used in the past. One of them I never heard of before, but was actually kind of lamenting that I hadn't. Those two apps, one of them is actually a blogging tool called blogengine.net. Which you can see Corey has pulled up on his browser over here. And the other one, if you're into pictures or videos, is Gallery Server Pro. And Gallery Server Pro kind of gives you like out-of-the-box functionality to be able to upload images, create galleries, and all that good stuff. And what we're going to do in our demo today is to show you how you can get set up using either one of these applications. I think my quote was something like less than 5 minutes to have your blog running or your gallery running. So we're actually going to walk through the process of creating a new site using one of those two tools today. So.
Yeah, and less than 5 minutes is being overly generous for actually setting up. I'm going to go through and set up blogengine.net, and it's very, very simple. Mm-hmm. You just basically go build a new website from Gallery. And this is the typical experience that you see. And the second option now is blogengine.net because it's sorted alphabetically. Mm-hmm. And you just go and hit next. Now, the coolest thing about this is most of the other applications that are in the gallery will have, you know, some sort of database settings sitting within this window, mm-hmm. and this one actually doesn't. So the only thing you need to provide is a new URL. So let's just say blog engine-webcams as our site name. We're going to put it into West US and hit OK. And as you can see, it's already going off and building our site. Mm-hmm. So less than 5 minutes, I would say less than 3 minutes for sure.
Probably.
Because we're basically ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I think what you'll see in the portal is it'll do creating, and then it'll do deploying, and which is kind of where we are now. So we're literally over halfway done already. And when it's finished, it'll actually throw up a little dialog down in the bottom that'll mention to you that there's a connection string setting in your we've already talked about this in your configuration page. You can actually go and you can add a connection string, and Blog Engine will start to use SQL Server. I think out of the gate it runs using, there you go, there it is, view the connection string on the configure tab. So if you wanted to use the SQL provider for storage, you could totally do that. You could set up a Windows Azure SQL database, put the connection string into that settings tab, and you're going to be good to go. Mm-hmm. I think out of the gate, they use XML files. I know the Blog Engine guys can probably comment on that in more detail, and I welcome you to do so in the comments page. And I think you had one other concern about installing Blog Engine, like how to actually get into it once you set it up.
So that's the next part that I was going to mention here is if you go directly from the portal, browse into your site, mm-hmm. Because there's no additional setup with the database and whatnot, there isn't actually any setup for a username and password. And Ryan showed that earlier. He had to actually configure a username and password when he's creating his WordPress site. Well, you go off to blogengine.net, and we don't have a username and password ready. So basically, once you get to the screen, you just go to the login screen here. And the default username and password is admin. Mm-hmm. And that will get you in. And it actually takes a little bit of searching around if you don't mm-hmm. know that. So it's a nice thing for us to kind of clear up on here, just in case you get started with blogengine.net.
Yep. And I think we're actually cooked and ready now. You're going to go to that last tab?
Yep.
Cool. There you go. So that's actually the blog that Corey just created. I don't even think we took 5 minutes to talk to you about it, which for us is, you probably can't get us to talk about anything in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, so, we just go on and on.
We do. So there's your blog. So let's say I've got my blog out here and I'm pretty happy with it, and my mother and father-in-law want to look at pictures of the kids, but they really aren't interested in reading about .NET or Azure or anything else like that. They just want to see the pictures. If you have kids, you're probably familiar with this. Let's say we want to create a gallery. Why don't we go ahead and create a gallery app? So we'll go back and we'll do new. We'll do website
from
gallery. And then we'll scroll down and we'll look for Gallery Server Pro is the other one. And there you go. Click that guy. And I don't think this one asks for a whole lot either. I think it'll actually ask us for the username and the password. So you'll see there you can mm-hmm. actually enter your username and password down at the bottom. You might have to zoom out a little bit to be able to do that. I think our resolution is preventing
you. No, we actually have a nice little scroll bar here.
Nice. Even better. So you can see Corey just clicked on Create New Gallery Server Pro App. He gave it a web name. Then he just assumes he wants the admin to be admin. He entered his password twice. Click Complete. And it's going to do the same thing. It's going to go out and provision a brand new site and install Gallery Server Pro into it. This process takes about as long as the blogengine.net site took. I actually never used Gallery Server Pro, and I was amazed how easy it was to actually not only install using all the Azure goodness, mm-hmm. but once it was running, it's a piece of cake to get your images uploaded, to create galleries and everything else.
Cool.
We're deploying it now, so probably by the time I tell you how awesome it is, it'll be done deploying. We can click it. There we go.
We'll
do a
quick
browse on that, and there we go. We're going to go out to our new Gallery Pro app. And I believe that the author of the product has a picture of himself and his family by default, his beautiful family, so I'd probably do the same thing. you can actually go and upload your own images, make your own galleries, and I think it supports video files as well, so you could upload your own videos as well as images, but I think it's a pretty nice tool. And there you go. So we're ready to go. We're already set up. Our website's ready. We could log in using whatever Corey's super secret password is. And start uploading albums. And I've written a couple of blog posts on how to set all this up. I think Corey remembers my URL. Whenever he logs in, we can actually pull that up here. So if you're interested, you can go out to bradygaster.com. That's a wink that he doesn't even know what it is. and you can see the blog posts on how to actually create a Blog Engine site or a Gallery Server Pro site. Those all just went out last week. So feel free to go out here and take a peek at it. I promise you it's not any more complicated than what Corey and I have already shown you on the show. So it's good stuff.
Cool.
That's our website's window for the week. Just a couple of new tools that are out there for you to consume. And I think we're adding new ones all the time. Watch Corey and I's website for those announcements because we work closely with that team to let people know when things are coming. So that's good stuff. And I think that by the time you see this, you'll probably be having fun deploying .NET 4.5 applications to Windows Azure websites. Because as Yohai commented last week. Yeah, that'll be going out right away. So we're excited about that. I'm going to do some funky async and spatial data stuff using EF. Should be a good time. So,
cool.
You have anything else to add? You want to tell any stories about your trip to the Great White North? Or
no, as promised at the start of the show, I think we should leave all of the stories out of it.
That's good stuff.
But actually, you know what? I did go out and I spent a little bit of time with the Canadian sub out there and saw Jonathan Rosenblatt and did a whiteboarding session on Windows Azure on his show, Devs Cubed, and I'm doing a little shout out for him because I shamelessly plugged our show on his show. So just to return the love, and thanks so much, Jonathan, for having me on the show. It was a great time. So hopefully we can provide a link and people can go off and see that too, maybe.
Nice. Do you have a URL for your show that you did up there? I'd love to get people over looking at it.
I know it's on Channel 9,
okay.
But I think it's in the blog section. I'm not quite sure of the full URL, so we'll just have to provide a link at the bottom of the show.
Cool. Yeah. We'll put a link in the comment section for everybody to go and take a look at his other video. You can see him in a more community setting. You don't want to tell him your ginger soul story?
No. We'll avoid that. Apparently, not everyone has watched the episode of the particular show that it's from, so
cool.
We'll have to leave that be.
Okay. He has this funny joke that you get if you've seen the show, but if you don't watch the show, then it's not funny. So.
But I guess that concludes our very gingerly episode of Webcams TV.
This is true. I didn't get a wig. Sorry.
You didn't get a wig? It's all right. Next week we should dress up because that will be our Halloween episode.
This is true.
That'll be really exciting.
Good stuff.
Cool. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. Thanks again to Ryan for being on the show. And hopefully we'll see you next time here on Webcams TV.
Thanks a lot.